No, 15 retail outlets in 9 counties, including here in Kerry, have been targeted in an enforcement operation to clamp down on people using so-called dodgy boxes to access illegal streaming services. FACT, the Federation Against Copyright Theft, one of the main UK and Ireland-based organisations working with broadcasters and rights holders to protect their intellectual property, the stuff that gets streamed into your homes, which you pay a subscription for, said its agents, alongside representatives from Sky Television, delivered legal notices to retailers in Kerry and a host of other counties across the country. With me on the line to talk about this in more detail is the chairman of FACT, and that's Kieran Sharp. Kieran, good morning to you, and thanks very much for joining us on the programme. Can you tell me a little bit about this operation? You're targeting the retailers. What happens now with regards to those retailers, and what kind of warnings did you give them, first of all?
Well, we've given them a notice to say that we know what they're doing and they need to stop. Their activity is illegal. They're selling streaming services, either through subscription or one-off payment, and then it has to stop. And if they don't stop, we will seek further action, whether that will be criminal action or civil action, but we will take it further. And we had an example of another series of operations we did last year where a man was fined €480,000 because he refused to stop the streaming service he was providing. So there's consequences to this if they don't stop.
Okay, and some of these were obviously providing either contacts for someone to install to give you a dodgy box, or they were selling them themselves. Is that the suspicion here?
Yeah, they were retail shops selling themselves, yeah.
Okay, and look, from that then, you've got commitments from a number of them to say they will stop. Is that right?
Yes, so we're not in a position to say exactly where we are with that at this moment in time. But yes, what our experience from the previous operations we've done is that people say, yes, we will stop, and then no further action is taken. And we monitor that just to make sure they have stopped.
Okay, now, how prevalent are these operations in this country, Kieran?
We've done, we've visited around about 70 different people in the last 2 years because we are looking at those who are providing services on social media through the internet, and in this case, retail shops. So we receive the information, we work on it, we build up an intelligence picture and corroborate what we have, and then we start looking at a series of operations to visit a number of people, as we've done on this occasion.
How concerned are you about the level of illegal streaming services that are in operation here? It's estimated up to 400,000 people have access to these services.
Yes, the estimates are based usually on market research. So they are estimates, but it's something we can work on and see where we are. Obviously, we stop sellers. That means we take out a number of other people who are actually the consumers of it. So that reduces the number of people who are accessing illegal streaming.
Okay, and so you're targeting the producers rather than the individuals. Like it would be too big of an operation, perhaps, maybe, to target the individual people accessing these services, given the numbers. Or would it?
Yes, well, and we don't really want to criminalise everybody either. You know, we'd like to turn these consumers into paying customers to understand that what they're paying for is putting money into the hands of criminals and can create problems for their own lifestyle in terms of phishing and identity theft and viruses and malware and so on. But we want to turn them into paying customers. But there is always the possibility that one day we may have to make an example of some consumers, perhaps.
Okay, and with that in mind, are ye trying to, I suppose, win the argument out there as to why people shouldn't be doing this? Why shouldn't people be doing this? Because it's clear a significant portion of people out there see no problem with it. Otherwise, you wouldn't have 400,000 people who are engaging in it.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, I think there's a lot of people who like a bargain. That's one of the first things, isn't it? But why they shouldn't be doing it is we won't have access to all of this content. The amazing material that we now get through films and TV shows, live sports, is quite incredible. You know, the ultra high definition, the ability to watch it when you want, where you want, on the move, and all of those things have come at a cost. You know, they have to be paid for, and if it's not paid for, then they won't exist.
Okay, and is that the central argument that you're saying when you say that the quality of programming, the work that goes to actors, to producers, to writers, the companies paying it, whatever the streaming service is that's affected by this, and then the sports side of it as well, is that the argument you're trying to put before people to encourage them not to engage in this?
Yes, exactly right. There's many, many people's livelihoods depend on this. You know, the creative industries are massive in all countries in terms of what they provide for the economy, and the ordinary people who have jobs revolving around that. That's the important part of it more than anything. It's, otherwise, they don't have jobs, the work's not being created, and we don't get the things we like to see and do.
Okay. Are you winning that argument, Kieran? Do you have a problem with it? Especially when it comes to the sports side of things. When you look at, clubs in England played a record amount of money in terms of buying players in the Premier League. Every TV rights deal seems to go higher and higher every 4 or 5 year term. They see billions being spent, and a lot of people are saying, well, look, I'm, and they also look at the increasing prices charged by companies like Sky, like Netflix, like Disney, like any of the streaming services, the prices seem to always and ever be going up. Is that part of the problem? That argument you're trying to win, people are saying, look, I just can't afford it anymore in the cost of living crisis. So if I have an easier way to get it, I'm not going to be that bothered by it.
Well, look, we're all aware when there's a cost of living crisis that how much things seem to cost. They always seem to be much more than we can afford it. Surely we all have situations where we're paying more for things than we would really like to. But the argument about saying, well, it's just that, it doesn't really wash with me. I think people make an excuse to say, that's my reason for doing this. To friends and family, whoever else will listen. I don't think that's necessarily a valid argument. I think it's just used as an excuse.
But my point is, are you losing the argument, or do you have to do more? This is a crime, first and foremost, so it's against the law. It shouldn't be happening. People shouldn't be doing it. But there is that, with so many people out there doing it, you've got a serious battle on your hands to get them to stop, shall we say.
Yes, indeed. And operations like this and the media exposure that comes from it, sends a big message to people to stop, and we do have, that does have an effect, and we continue to do that. You know, this won't be the only one. There'll be more operations coming further down the line. We have different tactics and different strategies depending on the different levels of criminality. So there's lots of things that we're doing all the time. So yes, are we winning? Yes, definitely. Will we ever win the whole battle? It's unlikely. There are many dishonest people out there
who will look to make profits out of this and will look to try and get around the law and will find sometimes willing customers. That's part of the problem.
Yeah, this is part of the problem indeed, yes.
Okay. The other side of it, though, on that, and I know you're not here to speak for the companies, like you can understand people's frustration, though, with prices that seem to always be going up and never coming down in terms of what's paid for products, what's paid for streaming services.
I think that's true in life in general. I very rarely see things coming down. I'm not sure whether that is an argument or not. All I know is that there's a constantly improving situation that's being provided for customers in relation to flexibility, in relation to pricing, of different models, in relation to not just monthly subscriptions, and of course also in relation to the quality of the product.
Okay. All right, Kieran, listen, look, thanks very much for talking to us about that. I know your work continues and you'll be using, as I said, different tactics, and there'll be more along this line over the next while as you try to battle this particular problem. But thanks for explaining it from your point of view this morning.
Okay, no problem at all. Thank you.
Brilliant. Kieran Sharp there, who is the chairman of FACT, the Federation Against Copyright Theft. And look, on that side of it, you can talk about prices, you can talk about whatever, you can talk about the sports stars and their salaries and the amount of money that clubs are spending, which seems to ever be increasing. The other side of it, though, I suppose, is there are industries that depend on this. There are people whose employment is there. There are people who write dramas for TV. There are actors, there are producers, there are directors, there are the huge myriad of people who are involved in productions, and it does affect them as well, I would suppose. If you have that view, though, and I'd be curious to get your view on it this morning, how do you feel about it? How do you feel about the numbers of people? Because huge numbers of people are involved in this. They have these boxes. They don't seem that bothered by the fact that they have them, that they're not paying for them, or certainly paying a minimum amount of money and not paying the true value for them to the people who produce all this content, whether it's in drama, acting, or entertainment, or television, or sports, or other things like that. I'd love to hear your views on that. And there are obviously, you know, even in the world of the GAA, Clubber TV, that's set up, that's providing employment for a lot of people in this country as well. They themselves have said that their earnings model is being affected by this as well. So that's a service that's being provided that wasn't there before. And they're saying that they're affected by it too. If you have a view on that, get in touch with us on the phone.